Recording 7.8.
I'll talk first about building relationships with the Chinese, then move on to suitable conversation topics. After that, I'll comment on gift-giving, and finally, mention a couple of points to think about when dealing with Chinese visitors. It's important to remember that business relationships with the Chinese are built on personal trust and respect. Everything you do during visits must show that you consider your visitors to be important people. Developing a personal relationship and having a good social program will often be more important than a business meeting. Remember that status is important. The most senior person may not speak English as well as other more junior members of the group. However, you should pay careful attention to everything that person says. Make an effort to learn and use a few words in Chinese. Your visitors will appreciate this. If there's someone in your company who speaks Chinese, it may be better to use that person instead of a professional interpreter. It will be cheaper, and the Chinese may trust a company member of staff more quickly. Be careful about topics for discussion at social events. Don't embarrass visitors by introducing difficult topics. They will be eager to learn about life in your country and about its culture. Now, a word about gifts. Chinese people will often refuse a gift a number of times before finally accepting. Don't offer anything that's too expensive. Give similar gifts to people who are at the same level of importance. Wrap your gifts in red paper, which is considered a lucky colour. Chinese people will appreciate any famous brand of the country they're visiting. Punctuality is very important. They expect people to arrive on time for a meeting. To arrive late shows a lack of respect. Sincerity is highly valued by the Chinese.